Hey, Q104 listeners, this is your last chance to see Tate McRae live this Friday at Rocket Arena, only on Q104.
It's two tickets for Tate McRae tomorrow night at Rocket Arena, and tickets to Tate's soundcheck before the show.
Better Tate than never!
That's pretty... You could be there for the soundcheck.
That's like as up close and personal as you're going to get to Tate while she's in Cleveland.
That's pretty cool. So qualify to win this incredible prize right now. Caller 10 216-474-0104. Call now and get qualified. Only three winners today before we draw for the grand prize. Alex Warren, it's Q104, and you've got the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Yeah, so all day today. So we'll do this again at 7:04, and then again at 8:04. A chance for you to qualify to win a pair of tickets to see Tate McRae tomorrow night at Rocket Arena and be there for her soundcheck before the show. So caller 10 this time around is Beth in North Ridgeville. Beth, good morning.
Good morning.
So you have completed the first step. You're caller 10. So you're qualified to win this prize.
Awesome. Thank you.
What are you doing this morning? Why are you up so early?
Oh, I'm going to work.
Oh, up and at 'em.
Yeah, I worked 12 hours today.
Whew.
So what do you do, Beth?
I'm a nurse.
So
this is the nurse's hour.
The 7 to 7 shift?
Yes, it is. 7 to 7. It's a long shift, but it goes fast.
Do you work tomorrow?
I do, but I can swing that and get someone to work for me.
Mm. Yeah, I would hope someone would step up and help you out there.
And we could switch, yeah.
Yeah, maybe bake somebody some cookies, some bribery, something.
Absolutely.
Because this is going to be a long day tomorrow. This is going to be the sound check before the show. So that could be, I don't know, an hour, 2 hours before the show actually starts.
Yeah, so that's going to be, but it's going to be a lot of fun, though. One heck of a Friday night.
Sure. Yeah, for sure. I don't do anything anymore. This would be amazing.
Well, this would be something.
Who would you take with you, Beth, to the show?
I would probably take my daughter.
Ooh, how old is she?
She's 17.
Oh, yes. Your daughter would probably love this.
Yeah, it would be her graduation present.
I noticed she qualified that statement, though, by saying, I probably. So there's a chance that she wouldn't ask her daughter.
It depends on how she is.
Yeah. How she treats me tomorrow.
depends on how the day goes.
Some bribery.
Right.
Okay, well... Beth, we will let you off the hook. Are you available by phone this morning at 9:04?
Oh, yeah. I'll keep my phone on.
Okay. Because that's when we'll have the grand prize drawing. So we'll give you a buzz if you are selected to be the grand prize winner this morning.
Awesome. That sounds great.
Have a great day at work. And, again, thanks for listening on your way to work.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We need more information from Beth, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. So hang on, Beth. All right. Yeah. So that's... what's going to happen again this morning at 7:04, we'll get another qualifier.
And then we'll do this again.
8:04, we'll get another qualifier. So that means we'll have three qualifiers at 9:04.
And then we're going to pick a grand prize winner to go to the sound check and be at the Tate McRae show tomorrow night at Rocket Arena.
So you'd have a 33.33 chance.
There we go. Look at Bill doing some math this morning.
We also have good vibes. There's new details about the engagement of Taylor and Travis. We'll get to that this morning. Hash it out at 7:25. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It is a very busy show this morning. Thank you so much for being here. The Q Morning Show on Q104. Throwback Thursday on Q104. I had trouble pronouncing that guy's name back in the day. I know that I would have trouble pronouncing it now. Tayo, I did it.
There you go.
Tayo Cruz,
that's him.
The Q Morning Show, it's Bill and Alyssa. One thing that's going to drive me nuts today.
What's that?
Is we do not have access to our texts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Bill and I are both locked out of our texting machine.
So you can call the show, 216-474-0104. But you can also text the show at that same number. And a majority of people, I would say the majority of people text the show.
Yeah, I like being on there like in the morning and texting people back. But today, not going to be able to text anybody back because I can't even see the texts.
You can still text. We just can't see it.
Yeah. So you could text us anything you want today. You could text us the most offensive, meanest thing in the world, and we won't even know.
But wherever possible, if you're able to call the show today, that would be great because we'd still like to hear from you and have your participation. Again, it's 216-474-0104. It was the announcement that stopped the world 2 days ago. We talked about it on the show all day yesterday. The engagement of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. What have we learned 24 hours later? There's kind of a few things in here. We'll get to that next after Sabrina Carpenter, a potential bridesmaid of Taylor.
I'm hoping for Flower Girl for Sabrina. I could see it.
It's Q104. New album from Sabrina Carpenter drops tomorrow. Manchild.
Nope. Man's Best Friend.
Man's Best Friend. Manchild is the song.
I do love Manchild. It's a great song. It's the only song that she's released off of the new album, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so that's something to look forward to tomorrow. So the announcement of the engagement happened on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember when we were speculating what was the significance of that time?
Yeah, because it seemed like such a random time to just release that information. We had no heads up. She didn't have a countdown clock or anything on her website.
It might have been obvious to Swifties. It was not obvious to Alyssa and I. But I read yesterday that the announcement was made at 1 p.m. because that is also 1500 in military time.
I told you, she does everything with a purpose.
See, we would be bad detectives.
We would be. We would be bad detectives as far as Taylor Swift goes.
They announced the engagement on Instagram. That post, it was a joint post on Taylor's account and Travis's account. It was reposted over 1 million times in 6 hours.
I believe that.
It got 14 million likes in its first hour, and I don't even know what it has now. It's got to be over like 30 million.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. It might be. I wonder if it's getting close to like the most liked Instagram picture of all time, because that feels like it's going to break a record.
Yeah, I want to say that who had it previously? I thought it was Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez had it for a really long time.
And I don't even remember what we liked back then. I don't remember what the picture was.
It was a picture of her with a bottle of Coca-Cola.
Okay.
From like 2016. Yeah.
We really loved that picture.
We
huh?
really, really loved that picture.
So page six, that is the gossip column from New York Post.
Mm-hmm.
They have released some details.
Ooh, what did they say?
According to their sources. So none of this is confirmed. This is, you know, coming from page six. They say that Taylor and Travis are looking to keep their wedding private.
Told you.
With friends and family joining them. I was advocating yesterday that I would like to see some sort of a public wedding. And I'm not saying that the public is invited to the wedding. Like, they have it in some part, like Central Park, New York, and everybody just shows up.
He wants
That's
it
not
to
what
be,
I'm
like,
saying.
Live streamed.
I do. Like, we do that for royal weddings. And Taylor Swift, I think you said it yesterday, Alyssa, is the closest thing to royalty that we have in America right now.
Yeah, I would say so.
Why not live stream that thing?
I would love to see it, but I just want her to have the perfect day. I just want to see the dress. I just want to see it after the fact.
Page Six also reported that Travis planned the engagement 6 to 8 months ahead of time. And that was so the jeweler had enough time to make the ring, to create the ring and design the ring. Now, I would be interested to find out if Taylor had input on that ring.
I think she had to. I really do. I think that she had to have had some sort of say. If it's going to be on her hand for the rest of her life, I would think that she's going to have a say.
Is that more and more common these
yes.
days? For the bride-to-be to to help design their ring so it's exactly what they want. And then they just know that the question is coming. They know that the proposal is coming someday because they designed an engagement ring.
Yeah, I think so. I think either that, where it's like you help design the ring, or it's like mutually agreed upon that, like, hey, we don't want to spend a ton of money on this thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I'll get you this as a placeholder for a little bit, and then, like, maybe in a couple years, we'll look at something nicer. But it still has to be mutually agreed upon.
It's just crazy to think about, like, 6 to 8 months ago, then.
He's been planning this since, like, the beginning of the year, then.
Right, but then she knew it was coming, and then
She's probably just been on her toes, just waiting.
We were talking yesterday that there were reports that Taylor was getting antsy, and so that's why Travis did it, what we think is back on August 10th, shortly after they recorded the New Heights podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, if I was waiting 6 to 8 months for a question, yeah, I might be getting antsy too.
Last thing I have here, we mentioned Selena Gomez. She also reposted the announcement on her Instagram story and wrote on top, "When Bestie Gets Engaged."
They're both in their fiancé eras.
Selena is one of the many who are speculated that she could be the maid of honor. So we'll see what happens with that. The Q Morning Show. Thanks for being here this morning. It's Q104. Q104, Alyssa and I were part of multiple email exchanges going around yesterday. Did you see where someone dropped the information about Ed Sheeran in an email?
No.
Something about, see, I know I'm not supposed to be saying anything about it, but it made me think that because of the information that was dropped, that there's some Ed Sheeran announcement coming soon.
Oh, well, he does have a new album coming out next month. September 12th.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So that's going to be here in, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
So, yes, this makes a lot of sense then. I can't say anything more, but I think that...
Yeah, don't say anything else.
We're going to hear some good news about Ed Sheeran very soon.
I don't want to get in trouble.
The excitement this morning, we have two tickets and passes into the sound check tomorrow night for Tate McRae at Rocket Arena. So we're going to give that away this morning at 9:04, there's two more chances to qualify. 7:04 this morning and 8:04. So as close as we can get to 7:04, your chance to qualify to win these tickets and the passes into the soundtrack. Also, good vibes this morning. What's your good vibe that you can share with us?
Yeah, what's putting a smile on your face? What's making you happy today?
Labor Day weekend right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
216-474-0104. Good vibes at 6:55 coming up. Let's go to Sheila in North Olmsted to get a good vibe this morning. Sheila, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for calling in. What is your good vibe this morning to share?
Oh, my good vibe this morning is that I finally built up the courage to break up with my boyfriend.
That's a good vibe?
Yeah. I know it sounds negative, but trust me, it was necessary. When your partner is sitting on their booty playing video games all day and not doing anything for themselves, then yeah, you kind of got to remove yourself because that is not the life that I want to live.
Oh no.
I'm smiling so big for you.
You're happy for it? You feel this is a good vibe to go through a breakup?
Yeah, maybe it's just a girl thing. I don't know. Like it's a very like, I'm like, yes, girl, queen, slay, like all the things, like all the buzzwords are just coming to my brain right now. I want to buy you an espresso martini.
Oh, my God, I love you. No, there's definitely like obviously it's a breakup. So there's ups and downs. But right now I'm like glowing. Everyone, all my friends that see me, they're like, we're so proud of you.
Yes.
So empowering. Like, yes, girl boss. Like I felt really hindered and tied down. Like I couldn't do anything I wanted to do. I couldn't watch movies I wanted to watch because it was all about him and what he wanted.
Sheila, how long was this relationship?
Almost 3 years.
Ooh.
And did you guys live together?
No, but we were talking about it and that's when I realized I can't live with someone that has no drive.
Yeah, like, I can't do it.
Yeah, I can't do it. You know, you absorb the energy of the person that you hang out with, right? Or the tribe that you vibe with. So if you're hanging out with people that are really productive, then you're probably going to be really productive too. If you're hanging out with like a lazy stoner, then you might end up falling into that hole as well.
Fascinating. How is he feeling this morning? Does he feel as good as you do after this breakup?
Definitely not.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the negative on that.
And that probably makes you feel good as well.
But I'll tell you what makes me really feel good is that this made him look in the mirror and take a good hard look and be like, oh, it's time for some introspection. It's time to assess my life and what I'm doing.
Do you want one of my breakup playlists? I've still got some breakup playlists in here. They are the key to getting through any breakup, I swear.
Yeah, send it over.
Thank you, Sheila, for the good vibe. Please keep us posted on what you do, okay?
Thank you. I will. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Q104 listeners, this is your last chance to see Tate McRae live this Friday at Rocket Arena, only on Q104.
We have two tickets and a pair of soundcheck passes to see Tate McRae tomorrow night at Rocket Arena. So we're going to give this away this morning at 9:04. Your chance to qualify right now, caller 10. 216-474-0104. You'll have a chance to win these tickets and tickets to the sound check. You ever been to a sound check before?
I have. They're very cool. Yeah. I've seen some videos of Tate McRae's sound checks too. And like, they're so intimate. You get to be like right there.
She'll say stuff like, turn the bass line up. Can't hear it. Let's try it again.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that you'll hear if you're at Tate's soundcheck tomorrow.
You can see that in person. Caller 10 right now, 216-474-0104. Get qualified to win this once-in-a-lifetime experience tomorrow night. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Jen in Hinckley is with us right now. Jen is caller 10. Jen, good morning.
Good morning.
So you now are qualified to win this once-in-a-lifetime experience. Tomorrow night at Rocket Arena, you'll go to Tate McRae's soundcheck and
also the show.
Yeah, two tickets to the show.
Awesome.
So you have
a fight in my house, but that will be awesome.
So we were actually just talking to Jen for a second. And Jen, what were you just doing?
Just dropping off my two teenage girls, and now I'm on my way to work.
Did your girls tell you before you dropped them off, did they say, hey, you better call in and try to be number 10 to get qualified to win this?
No, they actually were out of the car before you guys even came on with this.
Okay, so you're hearing this for the first time.
Yes.
Oh, that'll be a nice little surprise today.
So they don't even know that you're qualified to win this yet.
They do not.
They could come home to one heck of a surprise.
Yes.
So you're going to be around later on this morning around 9:04 because that's when we announce the grand prize winner.
Yes, I will be.
And you will have a 1 in 3 chance of winning, Jen.
Wow.
So we'll keep our fingers crossed for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, have a great day today. Hopefully we'll be talking to you in a couple of hours.
Thanks, you guys too.
And yeah, so there's one more chance to qualify about an hour from right now, a little less than an hour from now at 8:04. We'll ask you again, be caller 10 and be the last one to qualify to win the tickets and the passes to the soundcheck party tomorrow night at Rocket Arena with Tate McRae. Coming up this morning, this is going to be something interesting. If you were listening to our show on Tuesday, we had the group chat, and that's when Lydia called. And Lydia got married a couple of weeks ago, and she was wondering about how she should handle. There was one no-show at her wedding,
mm-hmm.
And she was asking, like, what do I do? Do I reach out to this person?
She still hasn't heard from her.
They never reached out to me, and they didn't show up to my wedding. They were invited. They RSVP'd yes.
Right.
So this morning, Lydia will be back on, and her friend who didn't show up to the wedding might be on as well to hash it out.
Ooh.
That's next on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. So this morning, we're going to hash it out as we normally do on a Thursday morning, but also, this is kind of a part two from the group chat the other day. And we have Lydia back with us. Lydia, good morning.
Hi, guys.
Okay, so quickly, let's recap the group chat from Tuesday. Well, Lydia's recently married. She's a newlywed.
Mm-hmm.
And she noticed the day after her wedding day, after the reception and after the party's over, she noticed that there was one no-show at the wedding, at her wedding reception. Now, who was that, Lydia?
It was one of my friends from college, Jesse.
Can you quantify your relationship with Jesse?
So we went to college together. We don't see each other like all that often anymore, like a couple times a year, but we text and DM a lot. And like, she lives in town. So like, we run into each other.
And you invited her to your wedding and she RSVP'd. Yes.
Yeah. With a guest.
You totally expected her to attend your wedding.
Yeah, like we had texted about it over the last year, you know, how she was excited. And like, I still consider her like a dear friend, even though we don't hang out that much anymore. Like, I thought for sure she'd be there. And that was why the next day I was like, wait, she wasn't there. Like, what happened?
Yeah.
And she has not reached out to you.
No.
And you haven't reached out to her. And it's been 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Why wasn't Lydia's friend Jesse at the wedding? That's what we're going to find out this morning on Hash It Out, because we're going to call her in a second. She knows that we're calling. However, she doesn't know why we're calling. And she doesn't know that Lydia is here.
So this should be interesting. This should be very interesting.
It's a Hash It Out confrontation.
Ooh.
We're calling Jesse to find out why she was a total no-show at the wedding. Next, the Q Morning Show. Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Hash It Out this morning. It's a confrontational Hash It Out. It's a follow-up to our group chat on Tuesday. Lydia is on with us right now. She got married 3 weeks ago. There was one no-show to her wedding, and that was a friend of hers from college. Her name is Jesse. Jesse didn't show up. Jesse had no explanation why she didn't show up.
Hasn't reached out to Lydia since.
And that's what we were talking about on Tuesday. And then at the end of that on Tuesday, I jokingly said, hey, you know what we should do? We should call up your friend on a future show and find out why she didn't attend your wedding.
Yeah.
And Lydia's like, okay.
We were like, oh, okay. Let's do it then.
So we got in touch with your friend, Jesse. She agreed to come on the show this morning, even though we explained to her, we're not going to tell you what we're calling about until we talk to you on the show. She doesn't know that you're here, Lydia. So just stay quiet for a second. And then when it becomes obvious, we'll bring you into the conversation. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
So I'm going to keep Lydia right here. Now let's bring in Lydia's college friend, Jesse, the no-show at the wedding. She still can't hear me. Let's bring her in right now. Jesse?
Yes?
Good morning. It's Bill and Alyssa.
Good morning.
Hey, before we continue, let me say thank you for agreeing to come on the show this morning. I know that this is kind of awkward that we're inviting you onto our radio show, except that you have no idea why. Someone said that you might have had a heads up, though, the other day. Is that true?
Yeah, a friend of mine texted me like, hey, girl, I think they're talking about you on the radio right now, but I really don't know.
Okay, we can clear some of that up.
Sounds good.
So were you invited to attend a wedding a few weeks ago?
Yeah, I was.
Did you or did you not attend that wedding?
Well,
it's a yes or no question.
I mean,
Jessica.
I was, no, I didn't.
Okay. That's why we're calling this morning. And the bride, your friend Lydia, is here as well. Lydia, come on in.
Hey.
Hi, Lydia.
I'm sorry to do this way. I just, like, I'm really curious about what happened and why you haven't reached out to me. Because, like, I'm pretty hurt that I haven't heard from you.
Okay, look, I'm sorry. I didn't want to be a no-show at your wedding. But what you don't know is the day of the wedding, around, like, 10, my boyfriend's parents called him to tell him they were taking their, like, family dog that they've had since he was in high school, mind you, to the emergency vet, because the dog was like having terrible seizures and his parents lived down near Columbus. So we headed down to meet them at the vet just in case something happened.
Okay, before we get any farther, I have to ask, is this dog okay?
Yeah, no, she's doing a lot better now, but like, you know, she's like 16 years old. It was such a crazy day. We were sort of all over the place that day. It completely just like slipped my mind. And I'm so, you know how bad I am at texting. And I'm like, especially when I'm not like driving halfway across the state in like crisis mode.
Jesse, you're saying you completely forgot about the wedding. Did it ever occur to you that maybe you should text Lydia and say, hey, I'm so sorry I can't attend today, or even the next day with a follow-up text?
I meant to. Yeah, no, it completely slipped my mind. Like I said, like, I didn't know what to say to you after the fact. I just figured I'd give you some time, like post-wedding, to enjoy your honeymoon, decompress, and I got you a gift on the registry. You know what I mean? So I just thought I would give it to you the next time I saw you.
Okay. So wait, like this happened at like 10 a.m.? Like in the morning?
Yeah. Yeah.
So like, how long were you at the vet? Because our reception didn't even start until 6.
Well, girl, I was not in a headspace to party after all the chaos and drama from the entire day. Like, we didn't even get back from Columbus until 7. We were there all day.
Well, yeah, but I still don't think it's, like, asking too much to, like, have wanted a text or something to let us know you guys weren't coming. Like, it was just really rude to just, like, not say anything and just not show. And, like, what, do you think we wouldn't notice?
I'm literally sitting here telling you that my boyfriend's dog almost died, and you're like, oh, you didn't send me a text, and that's
rude?
Well,
it's rude. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm glad the dog's okay, but, like, the dog's okay. So, like, why didn't you come late or at least, like, send a text or an email? Like, I would have gotten it later. It's not like it would have ruined my day.
I don't know. Like I said, it was a crazy day, and I'm only human, so I'm sorry. I really am sorry, but, like, I don't know what to say. I just told you what happened.
Okay.
I wasn't there.
All right, you two, we're going to stop you right there. We didn't really mean to escalate this anymore. 216-474-0104. Lydia, you have your answer. I don't know if Lydia accepts that answer as an acceptable excuse.
Yeah, I'm not
but
sure.
You have your answer. It's Hash It Out, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa. Hash It Out this morning. Kristen and Lorraine joining us right now. Kristen, good morning. Is it an acceptable excuse to miss out on your friend's wedding because your parents...
Your boyfriend's
parents...
Dog
in Columbus was sick or having some sort of a medical emergency. Is that a good enough excuse?
I would say... I wouldn't even call it an excuse. Like, it really happened. I mean, she really was going through that. And I just think that it kind of course, it's like a very special day. And it's very important. But I think that, like, people need to understand that things do happen. And maybe she could have sent a text, but she didn't. And it's just kind of sounding a little bit selfish to me. And I don't really know the history of, like, their friendship and everything like that. But without being mean, and, you know, but I think today is the day that she's going to find out that the world just does not revolve around her. I mean, people have other things going on in life. And, I mean, it might sound like a weak excuse to her, but, I mean, I think she's valid. I mean,
fair to say that there's fault on both sides. Is that fair?
Sure. I think that that's fair to say. But, yeah, I would have to agree. I think that it's one of those things where maybe just in that moment, like the post-wedding craziness, she might not be seeing clearly that, like, that is a bummer of a thing to happen, going all the way down to Columbus for your boyfriend's dog. It's,
All right, we'll have to leave it there. 216-474-0104. I'm really bothered that I can't see our texts this morning. Alyssa,
I know, it's killing me.
We're both locked out of the text machine, so really the only way to interact with us this morning is using the phone, like Kristen just did.
You got to go old school today.
Like, whenever we get back into the text machine, we'll be able to see all the texts that you've sent during the show this morning. So if you've asked us any questions about anything... Sorry for we have not been able to give you a response, but that's the reason why.
Or in the meantime, you can also DM us at the Q Morning Show on Instagram. We do have access to those.
Good idea. Okay, so this morning we're giving away 2 tickets and 2 passes into the soundcheck for Tate McRae tomorrow night at Rocket Arena. There's one more chance to qualify to win this before we give it away this morning at 9:04. So that's coming up. In the next half hour, so right around 8:04 this morning, your next chance to qualify for that. We also have tickets for A Day to Remember and Yellow Card. That is a week from tomorrow night at Blossom. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is on the way. She is ready to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's Martia in Lakewood. Martia, good morning.
Good morning.
What a lovely name.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. This morning, I have your 5 questions right here. Now, after you answer your questions and then Alyssa answers hers, whoever gets the most wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Martia, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, Travis Kelce tried to give Taylor Swift what before they first met in person?
A friendship bracelet.
Question two, what is the name of the family dog in Family Guy?
Oh, God. I don't watch that show. Louie? I don't know.
Question three, I know you've seen this movie. In the movie Legally Blonde, what was the name of Elle's dog?
Oh, I know. Oh, my gosh. I know this. I don't know. I do know it, but I can't think of it.
Let's move on to question number four. America's Prohibition era between 1920 and 1933 prohibited producing and distributing what exactly?
Alcohol.
Final question. What kind of bean would I use if I'm making traditional refried beans?
Black beans? No. Pinto beans.
Martia, let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Martia, I think you did pretty well.
Okay.
I think there were some tough questions in there. I didn't realize that I put two dog questions back to back. Sometimes I do these so fast, I didn't even realize. Alyssa, meet Martia in Lakewood.
Oh, good morning, Martia.
Good morning.
I love her name.
I know, it's so fun.
Thank you.
And Martia did very well. She went 3 for 5 today.
Nice.
With some tough questions, two dog questions.
Oh, boy. Okay, not a dog person, so.
Me neither, Alyssa.
Let's get into this. Question number one. Travis Kelce tried to give Taylor Swift what before they first met in person?
A friendship bracelet.
All right, you both knew that one. Question two. What is the name of the family dog in Family Guy?
Oh, Brian.
Brian is correct. Question three. In the movie Legally Blonde, what was the name of Elle's dog?
Oh my gosh. Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Martia did not remember either. It's Bruiser.
Oh.
Oh, yes, I knew that.
Bruiser.
Question number four. Alyssa just needs one more to tie. Two questions left. America's Prohibition era was between 1920 and 1933. And that prohibited producing and distributing what exactly?
Alcohol.
Alcohol is correct. Final question. What kind of bean would I use if I'm making traditional refried beans?
Oh, they're like the brown ones, I think. I don't know, but black.
Are you going to say black bean?
Black bean, sure.
No, yeah. I'm sorry. It is the pinto bean.
Ew. Not a bean girl either. Not a dog person and not a bean person.
So Alyssa does not get the win today, but she does get the tie. Martia and Alyssa
not
tie
bad,
this morning.
Yeah, I'll take the tie. That's fine.
Also, Martia, I'm not sure what you're doing next weekend, but we do have tickets for you for A Day to Remember and Yellow
Yay!
Card at Blossom.
That's so exciting. Thank you. Okay, my name is Martia, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Throwback Thursday. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104.
Hey, Q104 listeners, this is your last chance to see Tate McRae live this Friday at Rocket Arena, only on Q104.
Yeah, it's last-minute tickets. It's also your last chance to qualify to win these tickets right now. Two tickets for Tate McRae tomorrow night at Rocket Arena. And not only that, we will send you to the sound check
before
the show.
It's going to be so cool. Literally like once in a lifetime, dude.
And we're giving this away 1 hour from right now. It's your last chance to qualify to win. Caller 10, 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Thank you so much for hanging with us this morning. Chapel Roan, you've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Caller 10. This hour is Aaron in Avon Lake. Aaron's with us right now. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
What are you doing this morning?
I was driving my daughter to school.
Were you successful in completing that mission?
Yes, I'm on my way home now.
Very good. Thank you for listening to us. So, yeah, you are caller 10, and you are the last person to get qualified to win two tickets to see Tate McRae tomorrow night. And I'm assuming take your daughter, but it does. I guess it doesn't have to be. She doesn't know about any of this. But there there's a sound check tomorrow before the show that you could be at.
Okay.
So are you available by phone in about an hour from now?
My son has a dentist appointment, but I will turn my ringer on.
Well, I'm sure the dentist will understand.
I don't know. There's a sign in the dentist's office that says, turn off your cell phone.
I think this might be an exception.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I think so, too.
Explain it to the dentist when you arrive that you have a 33.33% chance of winning Tate McRae tickets, and you need to keep your phone on.
Oh, shoot. I don't have good odds, but all right. 33.3, we got it.
Hey!
That's fingers not are bad crossed. Odds.
About 4 minutes ago, it was 0%.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You're all right.
Look at it positively, Aaron. Okay, so good luck. Hopefully, we'll talk to you in about an hour from now. All right, that's Aaron. So I think that switching gears here to the Taylor Swift engagement, which everybody is still talking about, I believe that Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce, mm-hmm. who host the New Heights podcast, I believe they dropped a new episode.
Oh, they did. Okay.
However, they recorded it before the announcement was made. However, Jason jumped on and he had some words that he put on the podcast. Here it is.
We did record this podcast on Monday, which was Travis's one day off. So he is not here to address this himself, but we felt necessary as a team here at New Heights to get together and send Travis and Taylor a giant congratulations for being engaged. The proposal heard around the world.
I've never seen grown men so stoked over an engagement, but I'm loving this. I love it so much. I cannot wait to see Jason at that wedding. He's going to be the life of the party.
There he is, the best man. Now I'm going to take the odds, the over, that Jason's going to do a keg stand during the wedding reception. I'm going to take the over on 30 seconds.
I'm going to take that too. I think that's a good bet to place.
You know, not everybody is happy that Taylor Swift is engaged.
What?
Not everybody.
What?
Some people are very upset about it, broken up about it, including this 4-year-old boy.
I want to get married to Taylor Swift.
You want to get married to Taylor Swift?
Yes, I'm trying to make
Travis is going to get married to her.
Yeah, but he's not there.
Oh.
Travis has some explaining to do. He owes that boy an apology.
A broken heart at 4 years old.
Mm.
It's Q104. Good morning. Throwback Thursday, Pitbull, Neo, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Good morning. I know that a popular podcast for a lot of our listeners who listen to podcasts is Kylie Kelce's podcast.
I enjoy her podcast, too. Not going to lie. That's the name of it.
Soon to be Taylor Swift's sister-in-law.
It's crazy.
Married to Jason. She has her own podcast, so she's found her own little
niche
of success.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And Alyssa, who listens to that podcast, heard something that she thought we could steal and talk about.
I did. I did. She was talking about kids' shows that are banned in her house.
Oh, it has to be a kid's show?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say any show.
No.
Can we change it to any show? Or do you want to make it kid's show?
I want to stick to kids' shows.
Okay.
Because I think that's like a special genre for parents that like there's a, I feel like I'm not a parent, but I imagine that there's one show for most parents that they just hate, that they just cannot stand when their kid puts it on because it's just annoying and brain rot.
True. However, if you're a parent and your child loves Yo Gabba Gabba, is that still a thing? Like, I mean, it's been like...
I don't know if it's still on, but I loved Yo Gabba Gabba.
It's been 10 years, so I have no idea if that channel even exists anymore.
I'm not sure.
But, I mean, it's terrible. You're just sitting there and it's like, don't bite your friends.
And you're like, cool, good lesson.
Which is a great message.
It really is, but it definitely does not hit with the adult crowd the same as I imagine it does with the kiddos.
No, there was tension in the house when that show was on, but Will loved it. And he would dance along when they were dancing. And so, yeah, I wouldn't be so cruel as to ban that show from my house because my kid loves it.
Do you want to hear the ones that Kylie banned?
I do want to hear this. Yes. Why is she so cruel?
So the first on the list, Cocomelon. She said, it seems like she really has beef with Cocomelon. She said aggressively no. She says that she has double, triple, quadrupled down on banning this in her house. And even when her girls see it on, they go, oh, we're not allowed to watch that show.
I don't even know that show.
The second one is Blippi that she has banned. She said it's just weird to her. And the third show that's banned in her house, with good reason, Teletubbies.
Okay.
She said that her four-year-old finds it creepy.
I am familiar with Teletubbies. There seemingly is a new generation of kids' TV shows that I'm not familiar with because my kids aren't toddlers anymore, so I'm not privy to what these shows are.
I've seen clips of Cocomelon, and you should be so lucky that it was never on in your house.
216-474-0104. Will you admit to banning a kid's show in your house? Even though your kid loves it, you banned it from your house.
What show do you have personal beef with?
216-474-0104. It's Q104. What kid's show is banned in your house? Kylie Kelsey was talking about this on her podcast. She has a few shows that are banned. We were just wondering, what shows at your house do you refuse to put on for your kids, even though they love them? Melanie in Green, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What show is banned?
I was going to say, so I'm a grandma. I live with two of my grandkids, and their parents are a little stricter than I was. And I agree with the Cocomelon. The other one is Miss Rachel videos. And it's not that there's necessarily anything wrong with them. They're just so addicting that the kids don't want to do anything else but watch them.
Miss Rachel. Miss Rachel's addicting?
I could see that, though, because it's on YouTube. So I feel like anything on YouTube, it autoplays like the next thing, too. So you're just constantly getting a feed of content.
Wow, my youngest kid is 10 years old, and I don't know what these shows are. I don't know Miss Rachel.
Isn't that crazy that, like, just that little bit of time away from, like, kids' shows, now you're out of the loop?
I mean, my kid watches YouTube, and I'm pretty sure it's not Miss Rachel.
I would have a hard time believing that Drew or Will are watching Miss Rachel.
Caitlin in Huron, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the show that you banned in your house?
So we have two. I have a six-year-old and a two-year-old. For the six-year-old, it is SpongeBob. just because growing up, I watched it. I loved it. But then you kind of realize as an adult and as a parent how inappropriate that show really is.
But that's the fun about it, is that it goes over the kids' heads. They don't know.
It's peculiar. It's strange. Like, I can't do it anymore. And then for my two-year-old, it is actually Miss Rachel. But it's my own selfish reasons. I cannot stand that, like, breathy whisper, like, kid voice. So when it's playing in the background, it, like, almost just irritates me. So we've moved on to, like, other shows that aren't like that. But, yeah, those are the only two. But kid shows are crazy weird these days.
Yeah, I was watching some clips, like, just after Kylie Kelsey had been talking about, like, Cocomelon. Because I'm not super familiar. And I was like, these are weird. Like, Blippi? Her reasoning for Blippi being banned is just that it's weird, and it is weird.
It sounds like somebody needs to put a stop to this Miss Rachel.
Okay, I love Miss Rachel.
Do you really?
I do. And actually, it's interesting, mentioning the way that she talks. I just saw a video on that the other day that she talks like that because it's easier for the little ones to process when you talk really slow and take lots and lots of pauses. You see what I'm saying?
I enunciate. You're enunciating.
Exactly.
Which is something that I try to do on this show a little bit.
Do my best.
We try to enunciate a little bit.
But I don't think that we're helping any toddlers learn how to talk, or at least I hope not.
Hopefully we are not as hated as Miss Rachel, although we are ranked number 7.
I love Miss Rachel.
Let's see. One more. Tabitha in Sheffield. Tabitha, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Well, look who had an extra shot of espresso this morning.
Woohoo!
Woo! Yay, the coffee every day.
Woo! All right. Tabitha, tell us, what show is banned in your house, and why are you so excited about it?
Oh, my God. Caillou. Caillou, without a doubt. Banned. Just no.
What is Caillou?
Caillou? You've never seen Caillou?
No. Why is it banned? Because of all the curse words?
No!
What is it?
Go ahead, Tabitha. Why is it banned?
Why I don't like it. See, my kids are already grown and out the house now, but Caillou, I never liked that show. It will still be banned when my grandkids start to come along because this dude is so incredibly whiny. I mean, he's just whiny constantly every episode. It was him crying, complaining, throwing a temper tantrum, and all of the above. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. I don't need my kids watching that. I don't need my grandkids watching that and thinking, oh, that's how we need to act if we don't get our way. Oh, no. No, ma'am. No, sir.
Yeah,
no.
You don't want them getting any ideas.
Well, wait a minute. I've never seen the show, but wouldn't the point of the show be that kids realize that you're not supposed to act like that, the way that Caillou is acting?
No, listen, the parents were enablers. They enabled him. I mean, they never corrected his behavior. They were just, oh, it's okay, Caillou. Oh, it'll be all right. I'm like, oh, no. That is permanently canceled in my household.
All right, so no more Caillou at Tabitha's house.
No more Caillou. And, Bill, we got to get you to watch so that you understand.
Why would I after Tabitha gave it that review? Thank you, Tabitha. I appreciate you calling.
Thank you, guys. You rock.
It's Q104, Somber, the Q Morning Show. Speaking of parenting your kids, I am so frustrated right now because remember a few days ago I told you about how I installed this new app on Will's phone. Will's my 14-year-old.
Oh, yeah, to control his screen time.
Right. It's the Qustodio app. I think I'm saying it right. Qustodio app. And for like 2 weeks, it was working beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
I have his screen time capped at 2 hours a day.
Okay.
And then it gives me daily reports every day on his screen time.
Okay.
And the past 2 days, it's capped at 2 hours. Yesterday's was 3 hours and 20 minutes. How is he doing it? How is he bypassing this app?
Did he figure out how to hack the system?
It's so frustrating. I have tried so many things to control this kid's screen time, and all I want is some help from some app to do it, and he foils me every time, every single time.
Looking on the bright side here, I mean, I know he's only a freshman, but has he considered maybe going to college for something with IT or something with computers, since he seems to be good at getting around these things?
And so I Google it, and it's like, here's 9 reasons how they might be doing it. It's like, I don't have the time. The only way to monitor your kids' screen time is to physically take their phones away from them. That's it. If anybody knows of a better solution, then please let me know, because it's so frustrating.
It's going to be okay. 3 hours isn't that bad.
It's not.
You should see my screen time, Bill. It's so much worse.
But this morning, my wife is texting me that he's doing his homework this morning, so he didn't do it yesterday.
Oh.
And so you put all these things together, and you get a frustrated Bill.
Yeah.
All right. Let's turn that frown upside down.
Yeah, I think we need to do that.
Here's what's coming up, because it's going to be a busy next half hour, and I'm going to just lay it all out for you. We have tickets for A Day to Remember and Yellow Card at Blossom next week. We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge in the next 10 minutes, and we need someone to play. After 9 o'clock, 9:04-ish, we're going to have a chance to win tickets to the Cleveland National Air Show this Labor Day weekend at Berkeleyfront Airport. All right. So a Q keyword coming up for that.
And then
after that,
we're not done.
We're going to give away 2 tickets and 2 passes for Tate McRae's soundcheck tomorrow night at Rocket Arena. Hang on. It's all coming up. Good morning to Kim in Amherst. Hello, Kim.
Hi, good morning.
So I'm going to be honest with you. I'm looking at these questions here. I think this difficulty level on these questions is kind of up there. Not to worry you at all.
Oh, I'm very worried.
So I have your 5 questions. All you have to do is get more correct than Alyssa. So if you only get 1 and she gets none, then you still win this game.
Okay.
And if it's a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Kim, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Taylor Swift's engagement ring. Is it white gold, platinum, or yellow gold?
Oh, I think it's yellow gold.
Question two. In the TV show The Simpsons, where does Homer Simpson work?
Oh, I have no idea. A donut shop.
Question three. It's the name of the final book slash movie of the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
I don't know. I never watched it or read it.
All right, two questions left. Let's see how you do with these. Okay. Question four. This Olympic sport, when translated to Greek, means to train naked.
Swimming? I don't know.
Final question. In the famous equation, E equals MC squared, what does E stand for?
Equivalent.
All right, Kim, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? A Day to Remember and Yellow Card next week at Blossom, Kim. Are you excited about that show?
I am.
Hopefully we can get you some tickets here. Alyssa is sitting down in the chair. Headphones are going on. Alyssa, meet Kim in Amherst.
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Alyssa.
There's no getting around it. It was a rough one today for Kim.
Oh, it was very rough.
However, I do believe that these questions, I think the difficulty level is on high.
Ooh, okay.
Yes.
So I'm not even going to tell you how Kim did. Let's just jump into your questions. We'll tally it up at the end. Question one, Taylor Swift's engagement ring. Is it white gold, platinum, or yellow gold?
Yellow gold.
That is correct. In the TV show The Simpsons, where does Homer Simpson work?
Does he work at the beer factory?
The what?
The beer factory.
Oh, the Duff Beer Factory?
Duff Factory.
No, and it's not a donut shop. He works at a nuclear power plant.
Really?
Question three. It is the name of the final book slash movie of the Lord of the Rings trilogy. What was the final one called?
Fellowship of the Ring?
Sorry, it's Return of the King.
Mm.
Moving on to question four. This Olympic sport, when translated to Greek, means to train naked.
What? Is it swimming?
Great guess. Also Kim's guess. Incorrect. It's gymnastics.
What?
I told you, a little difficult today.
Yeah, these questions are tough.
Final question. In the famous equation, E equals MC squared.
Okay.
What does E stand for?
What?
It's back to school time. You need to know E equals MC squared.
Oh my gosh. I never actually learned E equals MC squared. I was a more of a Y equals MX plus B kind of girl. I don't know. I don't even have a guess.
All right. The answer is energy.
Yeah, would have never figured that out.
Nope.
So after this round, Kim scored one. Alyssa scored one. We'll just have to end with a tie today.
Wow.
Yeah, I was right.
That was hard.
Some difficult questions today.
That was tough. I'm glad you were in it with me, though, Kim.
Yes, I was.
Kim, because I made you endure those tough questions, how about some tickets to A Day to Remember and Yellow Card?
I would love that. My name is Kim, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Hey, Q104 listeners, this is your last chance to see Tate McRae live this Friday at Rocket Arena, only on Q104.
Two tickets to see Tate tomorrow night. And passes to see Tate McRae's soundcheck at Rockin' Arena. We're all the way live right now.
We really are.
So I've got to dial live on the air. I'm always hesitant to do that, but...
You got this.
The only way to do it.
Who is going to be our lucky winner? Better Tate than never.
Hopefully they answer the phone.
I know, I'm nervous.
three contestants to choose from.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Oh!
Beth?
Yeah, actually, she's at work, and this is her coworker calling back for her because she's busy with the patient. She was like, we need to call back. She'll be here in a minute.
Well, what's your name?
Alicia.
Okay, we should explain because we met Beth earlier this morning. She qualified to win earlier this morning.
She was on her way into work, so she is at work now.
And I'm one of her coworkers.
Beth is a nurse.
Yes.
And Beth is working the 7-to-7 shift today, the 12-hour shift.
Yes.
Okay. So, obviously, Beth is a wonderful nurse because she has chosen taking care of her patients over over sitting by her phone to see if Bill and Alyssa are going to call about concert tickets.
Yes.
That's tremendous. And what is your name?
Alicia.
Alicia. Are you going to cover for Beth tomorrow?
What? I unfortunately have to work, so I'm unable to. But.
She's like, I'm already going to be there.
You need to find her some help because here's what I need you to do. I need you to go find Beth, and I need you to say to her, I think you know what this is. I think you know what this is. I think you know.
I don't know the rest of the lyrics, but she should know what that means.
Alicia, go here's what you should do. Page Beth over the intercom. Let her know that she is going to Tate McRae tomorrow night.
Woo!
And she has passes into the sound check.
Perfect.
And let all of the other nurses know that Beth needs someone to cover for at work tomorrow.
Yes.
Because she did let us know that she is on the schedule, but she could try to figure something out. So, fingers crossed.
Alicia, you're a great friend and a coworker. Thank you for...
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you for answering her phone for her.
Yes.
And whenever she has a free minute, and we understand that might not be for a while, just have her give us a call back, and we'll give her all the details, okay?
Perfect. Sounds awesome. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's Q104. Benson Boone, it's Q104, the Q Morning Show. We're running out of time here. I'm still hoping we can talk to Beth. We gave Beth a special number to call into the show. Earlier this morning, we called Beth in North Ridgeville. Beth is our grand prize winner of two tickets to see Tate McRae tomorrow night and exclusive passes into the soundcheck party right before the show.
To get up close and personal with Miss Tate McRae.
Now, Beth is a nurse, and I'm not exactly sure where she nurses, but she works the 7-to-7 shift, and so...
She is on... call right now.
Yeah,
she is working.
When we called earlier this morning, she was busy helping out other patients, and one of her coworkers was gracious enough to grab the phone. So Beth is aware that she was just. Oh, is that her? I think that's her on the line. Hold on, let me get the right one here. Is this Beth? Good morning.
Good morning. It's Beth.
Beth, there you are.
I was a busy little bee here.
So, Beth, we've given you some things to do today. You got to somehow get off work tomorrow.
Okay, well, I will do that.
We already gave your coworker, Alicia, a heads up to start asking around for someone to cover you.
That sounds perfect.
And then a big afternoon, a big night tomorrow night at Rocket Arena. Who are you going to take to the show with you, Beth?
Well, I'm still thinking maybe my daughter. Like I said, it depends how she treats me today.
Oh, yeah. So she better be nice.
Right.
And she has no idea. How are you going to break the news to her today?
No. I don't know. It's maybe like just wrap up a gift and have it in there, like a ticket in there. And then she can, or maybe like a scavenger hunt thing.
Ooh.
Yeah. This is pretty huge. This is something you can absolutely hold over her head.
Absolutely, for sure.
Not only tickets to see Tate McRae tomorrow night, but passes inside the sound check. And that's something that you can't recapture or recreate.
You can't just buy that.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. This is so exciting.
All right, Beth, thank you so much for listening to us. Hang on, we want to get some more information from you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, fun show today.
That was a lot of fun. You ready to do it again tomorrow?
I thought today was Friday.
Not yet. So close.
Q104.
Q104.